I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Changes to Connecticut's bottle bill continue to be discussed by lawmakers. The debate centers around whether a recycling system developed decades ago is still viable. As curbside recycling has grown and modernized, lawmakers are asking this: does it still make sense to take used soda, water, or beer containers back to where you bought them to get back 5 cents?
Instead of having this kind of a loop system of nickels, the thought is that we develop a loop system of these commodities under one model where we're assisting people to retool.
Environment Committee co-chair Craig Miner is referring to one proposal, eliminating the 5 cent deposit entirely and replacing it with a 4 cent fee at point of purchase. Some of that money would get set aside to build out Connecticut's recycling infrastructure. Fred Myers, owner of a bottle and can redemption center in Stratford, says the bottle bill shouldn't get tossed entirely.
It needs to be repaired and modernized to today's standards.
He's supporting another idea, increasing the amount of money paid to businesses like his for taking back old cans. For over 30 years, that handling fee has stayed flat, which he says has caused several redemption centers to close. Meanwhile, Governor Daniel Malloy is proposing one other idea, increasing the bottle deposit to 10 cents. Since 2009, the state gets to keep any unclaimed bottle deposit money, a law which has netted tens of millions of dollars in revenue annually. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.